The Irish poet Justin Quinn has been living in the Czech Republic for close to two decades. His latest collection of poetry, Waves and Trees, has been translated into Czech, and he himself has also translated the work of Czech poets, such as Petr Borkovec, into English. I talked to the poet about translating poetry and how living away from your home country affects the poetry he writes.
I suppose I feel more at home in this country at this stage than I do in Ireland, beautifully my home country. It affected me very strongly at the start, living here. I didn't know how to process the information or the experiences that I was having. For the first few years, I lived in a tower block at the edge of the city, and a lot of my work remained within the confines of the apartment walls. So when I walked out the door, I was surrounded by tower blocks and a state, the edge of a city, and a completely different language as well, which is, for a writer, a difficult thing to process if you don't hear your native language around you, because many writers, they feed off contemporary speech. So one of the things I had to do was learn to stop feeding off contemporary speech in the way that many writers do. So there was a lot of things I had to adjust at the beginning of my stay.
Okay, and in terms of style, I believe that for a lot of Irish poetry, it can be pretty divided between very formally classic or conservative poetry and then more innovative schools of writing. Where do you see yourself, and do you think such a division applies to contemporary poetry?
It's a very good question, because I think the situation is changing. Irish poetry, up to, I suppose, my generation, has been very conservative. All of the attention has been directed towards those poets who rhyme, they use meter, they use old forms like sonnets, and experimental poetry has been very marginalized up to this. I feel with my generation that people have greater freedom. I see now in the work of my contemporaries that they feel fairly relaxed about picking and choosing between different styles. So I think things are changing in Ireland.
To come back to life in the Czech Republic, you already touched upon your life in the tower blocks of flats. And one collection of poetry that you published is titled Privacy. I believe it's inspired by this life. Is there a privacy in such a huge apartment block?
Well, there is a kind of privacy. The people try to patrol the borders of their privacy very vigilantly. I found it bizarre to step inside the lift in the first few years, and sometimes the neighbours would not greet me, so intent they were on maintaining their own privacy. And of course, once you walk in the door of your apartment, you can forget that you're on the nth floor of a very horrible concrete box, and you create a little world for yourself and your family there that's in huge contrast with the world outside. But there are also interesting spillages. The concrete walls are not so thick. You hear the neighbours banging round upstairs doing all sorts of things, the whole range of human activities. Even it was bizarre for me, having been brought up in a house, to know when they went to the toilet, because you would hear the toilet being flushed upstairs. So it was a bizarre mixture of privacy, but also the barriers between privacy weren't where I grew up.
And is there a similar theme or area of life that you drew inspiration from for your latest collection of poems, Waves and Trees?
Well, I'd like to think that I got out of the house over the years, that I was able to get out into the Czech landscape, the Czech experience, and found out basically how to process this experience in a way that I didn't know before, as I said. I suppose the main thing that helped in that process was translating the work of Czech poets into English, that they allowed me to see how I could use this experience. I suppose foremost amongst them would be the Czech poet, contemporary Czech poet, Petr Borkovec, whose work I published in book form about 2 years ago. And that was a real revelation to me, to see how he used the landscape, he used the Czech language, and he also drew upon a European poetic tradition, which I immediately recognised. So that was a kind of commonality I had with Borkovec's work, and that was a great help. And as the title of the book indicates, It's much more fresh air. It's waves. It's trees. It's also in the title. There's an attempt to connect the waves of the sea where I was brought up in Dublin on the coast with the marvelous forests in Central Europe that stretch all over the place, which I very much love walking through for days on end.
You've mentioned Peter Borkowitz, you've translated his work, you've closely collaborated, and now you yourself have become the subject of having your work translated. What is it like to see your work in Czech in a different language?
It's a very strange experience. The translations were done by a Slovak poet who's been living here for about 20 years, Tomáš Fürstenzeller. He is extremely good at translating rhyme poetry, and he rhymes in the translations. And he's a very close friend of mine, and I enjoy hugely working with him. It's an excuse, the translation's an excuse to go out and drink a few beers and talk about poetry in general. And so it was lovely to see the work that he did, but also it was rather strange to see in some cases he would actually improve the originals. And I would have to rather reluctantly tip my hat to him and pick up the bill for the beers because he was basically so good. And so it was a learning experience for me, just as I learned a lot from translating Petr Borkowitz into English. So to see the dedication and the elegance to which Tomáš took to the work was really humbling and fun as well.
And I believe last fall you had a poem of yours published in The New Yorker. How was this publishing? How did this come about?
Traditional way, you just sent it off to the editor, they liked it. There was no strange alchemical processes involved, as far as I remember. And I was delighted to get a poem in this magazine, which has kind of mythical status. When I was growing up, when I first began writing poems, I had never seen a copy of The New Yorker, and yet by the age of 20 I had sent at least 3 submissions there, because I knew that was a place to send things. So yeah, no, it was really nice to get a poem in there after how many years? 20 years, yeah.
So would you mind reading it for our listeners?
Delighted. The poem is entitled Seminar, and it's about teaching American literature to Czechs in Prague. Seminar. I carry America into these young heads, at least some parts that haven't yet got there. Hawthorne's Salem, Ellison's Blacks and Reds, Bishop's lovely lines of late summer air. The students take quick notes. They pause or dive for dictionaries and laptops, or turn to ask a friend as new words constantly arrive. The more they do, the more complex the task. They smoothly move from serious to blasé and back again. I love the way they sit and use their bodies to nuance what they say. I lean forward to catch the drift of it. When it's ended, they'll switch back into Czech, put on their coats and bags, shift wood and chrome, and ready themselves for their daily trek across a continent and ocean home.